But didn't you tell me after Rishoyim that you told me no, and I agree what you're saying now, that even for the Rishoyim also have Erech HaPayim to not wipe out the door of the Chet Regel. Now behind the Siv, that's what the Pasuk says. The Yatzer now, Yigdan HaKoyach HaShem Kesher Dibar Tolemer. Now I want to rely on the words that you said, the words that Hashem said, that Erech HaPayim applies even to the Rishoyim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was happy with them, and he wanted it to apply to the Chet of the Egel. Reb Chagah have Yisolek B'yozo B'darga Devei Rabba Bashela. Reb Chagah was once walking up the steps to the yeshiva of Rabba Bashela. Shemi Elohu Yenuka. He heard a little child saying over Tzukim. One of the places the Gemara says that Nevu was taken away from us, but it was given over, left over to Yenukim. Dileke Shabbos Rabbin, a lot of times in Gemara you find they tell a psukim and we see it means something. It's a ksas nevuah. What the Tinoika said like this is a ksas nevuah. So he found a young child. The Yom is saying a pasuk like this. Eidoisecho nemnu miyadavayschon avakadish Hashem liyaruch yamin. That Hashem will be zaycha, that Hashem has his midah varuch yamin and mizarach apayim. The Somachlan says, the kid said the pasuk right away, Tfilu l'moisha. In the Tilum it's not one next to another, one tzadik gimel and one tzadik. Just this Yitinik was saying one next to another. So from this I understood, from this Nevu I understood, Omar Shemamino Erech HaPayim Ra. Now what did Moshe Rabbeinu see on the Gimel Midas, which one did take to heart? It was the Midas of Erech HaPayim. Omar Rebbe Lozom Rebbe Chanino Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos HaTorah B'Resh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself will be a crown on top of each Tzadik and Tzadik. Shneim the pasuk says, "Bayayim hu." In those days, in Yeshua Mashiach, Alag Mabom, Yi Hashem Tzvokos Liateres Tzvi. He'll be a crown on the Tzfira Tifora Lisharamai. The Tzfira Tifora Lisharamai. What does this mean? My Liateres Tzvi or the Tzfira Tifora. What does that mean? It means Li'oyser Mitzaynai. For the people that do His rust and His will, Hashem will be a crown for them. Or Mitzafim Yeshua, some people that wait for His salvation, His Yeshua, Hashem will be a crown for them. Partially, the crown means, I just brought down what the Mishnah says, what Olam Haba, that Tzadikim Yoshvim, Vitrosayim, Broshayim, Venanim Yziv Ashkina, that they have the crown of Hashem. In other words, they'll have special understanding in the greatness of Hashem. Like in Olam Haba, the true enjoyment is the more we come to know Hashem, the more Das Seichel understanding we have in Hashem. That's the Atara, the crown Hashem puts upon a tzaddik, that like he'll be closer to Hashem, allow the digi yadil, understand more the ways of Hashem. So Hashem does this to people that are oisim ritzoinai, or mitzapim yishuasai. Yochol lakel, maybe everybody will be zoicha to have such crowns. Talmud loy menol lisher amoy, the remnants of my nation. What does that mean? Lemi shemesim atzmi kishurayim. Somebody that makes himself very humble, like a remnant. For these people, they'll be zoicha to have be close to Hashem. No, it's not about Gaiva. The pasuk says, "Meruach mishpat la yoishev al hamishpat v'legvura mishivei mechama ashara." They were standing by the gate. What does this pasuk mean? Well, "Meruach mishpat ze haroides yitzroi." Someone that can control his inclinations, his yetzer. He can control it. "Ola yoishev al hamishpat." What? Yeah, he doesn't listen to him. Instead of you telling me what to do, I can control you, I'll kick you, I'll tell you what to do. That's one midah. Well, Yoshev ala mishpat, what does that mean? Zehadam din emes lamitoi. He says a true statement, but lamitoi means 100% lishma. Certain times people know the halacha, but they're inclined to other people. They have to flatter other people and they turn off the law. That's the din emes, you know the law, and lamitoi is 100% lishma. You're not turned off. Ulegvura, what does that mean? That's a bigger madrega. That you're much stronger. Not only can you control him, but you're stronger than him. Meshivi mochama. Yes. Shereid the Yitzra. No, next one. Shereid the Yitzra. Margaz yad yetzah toiv al Yitzra. The Morris says, right. He wins over his yetzah toiv, is like stronger, beats up the yetzara. In the yetzara, omaloi, asa verizu. So Lloyd Dyer not only shenim them in a very, he doesn't listen to him, he just stays back, refrains, Elohoi lech v'yaseh mitzvah, you have to say it, he goes and jumps on the mitzvah, umizgabar odeh v'roide, this is a bigger madrega than roide, right? Four just means he doesn't give in to the yesara, now it means he gets angry at him, you tell me to do ra, the opposite, I'll jump and do good. That's called umizgabar mitzvah, right? Meshivei mechama, what does that mean? somebody knows how to argue well in learning. That means they can hear a svara, argue back and forth. That's mechamta shatera. Then it says sha'ara, that people are having war by the gate. What does it mean by the gate? Not every war is by the gate. It means, these tzaddikim means elu, shemashkim, and people like here, they get up early in the morning, come to shul early, or marivim, they leave shul late at night. But what can I see it? Where do you find them? Early in the morning in shul, at night you find them in shul. Or b'vati midrashis. These are the tzaddikim. These people will be zaycha, these people will be zaycha. Now, Omra midas hadin, this mid of din, said to l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, ma nishtanu elu me'elu? Like, why are these different than them? Of course, very short. What kind of question is this? Like, why are these tzaddikim, the people that rule over the Eitz Hara, why are they any better than the people, the opposite, that the Eitz Hara rules over them? What kind of question is this? Pshita. One's a tzaddik, even with Gavra Yitzray, and one is not. Right. So some say the pshat is what the Yisadin is saying. Rashi's manish. Tanei l'nielu sheishter midas halolu min hashar. Amakosh baruch hu b'yayin. So some are saying, like, what was the koyach? What was that power that they were able to misgaber? They were able to be strong over the Yitzhara, and the other was couldn't. Like, ma means what was that power? What gave them this chutz? That's the question. Manish tanei l'nielu or malo v'gam ela b'yayin shogu. They made mistakes with wine or v'ashecha tov. They went after the beer. Poko Pulila Vien Puka Ela Gehenim Shinema Loitia Nurse. These two people that gave over to the Yitzhara, instead of listening, they went after the wine, they became shikar, and they were told, they went off the way. Therefore, Poko Pulila, what does that mean? Vien Puka Ela Gehenim. They deserve to go to Gehenim. Shinema Loitia Zaisla Chola Puka. They should not be for you for a stumbling block. So you know, you should not, as Abigail told the other Melech, don't do this, because otherwise you'll go to Gehenim. Vien Pulila Ela Dayonim Shinema Venosim Beplilim. It's the Pleilim that judged the wrong way, did the wrong judgment, they deserve to go to Gehenna. Now the Mishnah goes, says, Anshei Ir Nedachas. Now we go to explain what we had before once about Anshei Ir Nedachas, that they are the Saif, they get a Misa of Saif. If the whole of the rove of the city worships Avodah Zarah, the Chi of Misa of Saif. So what halakha is this? Anshei Ir Nedachas, Ein Lem Chilirol Mabor. They do not have a schus in Olam Habo. Shem the Pasuk says, Yotsu Anoshim Bnei Belial. Mikir b'chov yadichu es ansha yosh ve'iram. The Russian b'li yao means the b'li kale. They have no shaykhs to Hashem. They will not be zeichet el mabur. So it says these people go out. The yadichu es ansha yosh ve'iram. They talk. They impose the people to worship Avodah Zarah. Now v'yenim nehorgim. The cloud that they get mistas only ad shiyo madichem yosir. The people that cause the other people to worship have to be from that city. And secondly, from that shevet, of course, mashmi can have in one city two different shvatim. So the one that was madiach them had to be from that side, that shevet. The ad sheyudach ruba. Also, they had inclined most of the people of the city to worship the avodah zarah. Then they received saif. And also the ad shedichu anoshim had to be men that caused them to worship the avodah zarah. Mashenki and hidichu noshim, if ladies caused them, or else ketanim. Or Shehudach Miyuta, only a minority of the city worship the Avodah Zarah. Or Shoye Madicha Chutzalo, or else that the person that caused them were from a different city. Then the Lachar is Harei Eluk Yechidim. Even if you have a majority of the people that worship the Avodah Zarah, it's not called Yeron Idachas, and therefore they receive Skila like a Yochid that worships the Avodah Zarah. Or Mohammedic Amisa. There also Utsricha Bezeidim the Asrolach Alecha Viechid. Every person that worships the Avodah Zarah, even in the year on Idachas, we have to have two Eidim, and we have to have Asrua. They had to be warned beforehand not to worship Avodah Zarah. So seeing the Gemara, how do we give Saif then? Like, you have to warn everybody. How do you know if you have Rove of the city? Maybe you only have a Mita of the city. So we'll see this in the Gemara. But you only kill them out with Asrua and with Eidim. Now, Zeh Chayme B'Yechidim Merubim. Yechidim have a more Chomedic Misa than a Merubim. Shayechidim Meskila. If it's not the rove of the city, only minority, or else one or two people, they receive Skila. Lefikov, therefore, since the Torah gave them such a harsh punishment, Mamoin and Polak, we do not destroy their money. The Yoshim take over their money. But the Amarubim, when you have the majority of the city worshipping Avodah Zarah by real Irani Dachas, the Sayyid, they only receive the Misa of Sayyid, a more lenient Misa, so the Rabbim. But the figure, therefore, Mamoin and Mavad, the Lach Riz, will see we have to burn the whole city. All its property is burnt Mamainim Ovad, because they have such a simple mitzvah. Pasuk says, Hakes, Sakes, Yeshvir, to hit, destroy this city. Yeshvir Azois, Lefi Chorv, with a sword. That's the shot to get Sayyid. Now, the Mishnah says, Hachaneris, a person that drives a donkey, Viagamelis, drives a camel, Choyveris, Makalamakam, even though they're traveling through, the Gemara says it means that they live in the city for 30 days, Harielu Matilonoisai, they become part of the city, and therefore it depends. If with them there, now it's only a minority worshipping, so it's not a near any dachas. They could save the city. Shnemer says, Hachreim oiso v'yeskol ha-shebo. Everybody inside, even the person that's only traveling through, but since he's there for at least 30 days, he's called Hashol ha-shebo, he could save them. Same way also, right. He could make them receive mitzvot, the Gemara says, right, work both ways. Shnemer, Hachreim oiso v'yeskol ha-shebo, v'yespemtom. Mikan Armor, from here we learned, Nich Said Sadikim Shebatoicha. A tzaddik that's in there, he's also, his property that's there, Oivdim, he also gets destroyed. They destroy his property. But Shebachutzlo, if he has property or money outside the city, Palitin, then we save his money. But shall we show him the people that are going to be killed now, the people that worship the Avodah Zarah, Bein Shebachutzlo, whether their property or money is inside the city, Bein Shebachutzlo, Harayelu Oivdim, it's destroyed completely. Shneimer says, V'yeskol Shlala Tikvay Tatoich Rechava. All the Shlal, all the property of the city is taken together and destroyed, burnt. In Meila Rechav, the Pasuk says, bring it to Tatoich Rechav, and take it to the meeting place in the middle of the city. Bring it to the big Rishus Rabin in the middle of the city. So where Mishnah says, what's going to be Eilo Rechav? Let's say it doesn't have a big meeting place. So Lachar is Oysen Loi Rechav. You have to make a Rechav, a wide street there. What's going to be Hoysa Rechav Achutzel? Let's say the wide street, the meeting place, was outside the city. So Lachar is Kreisen Oysa Toich. You have to bring that outside, inside, which means you have to build the wall all around it. You have to say you're including that Rechav in the city. Like this, if there's no wall around, it's called outside the city. You have to build a wall around the Rechav to make it inside the city. Shnemrit says, for the Kreis HaZal Tzayich, Shnemrit says, Shnemrit says, Shnemrit says, Shnemrit says, Shnemrit says, So Shlola we dashen now, V'loi Shlal Shemaim. You burn their property, and not something that's Hegdish or Mitzvah, like Filin, you do not burn. Loi Shlal Shemaim. Mikan Omru, Hegdesh, if there's any Hegdish in the city, Shebo Yiftu. You should be poider it. And once you poider it, then you could burn it. Or Trumas, if there's any Truma in the city, you could let it right away. We'll see why. Maise Sheni, Uksir Kisya Kodesh, Yignazu. You should bury them. The Pasuk says, Klil Hashem Lekech, it's burned completely to Hashem. That means Omru Abshim and Omru Kodesh Bochu. Imatim Oisim Din Bir Anidachas, if the Bezdin takes care and punishes out this ir nidachas, malam yalechem kilu atem malam oila v'kolu l'fonai. Hashem considers it as if we brought a korban oila with giving nachas ruach to Hashem. Yeah. But if not, then the pasuk says v'hoisa tel oilam, that there should be a tel oilam means the city should remain destroyed. V'leitasa ginas opradesim divrei Rav Yosef Lili. You cannot even rebuild it up just to make orchards or gardens there. Even Ginois or Pades Maros, it says, Tel Olam, let it be destroyed completely. Rabbi Kiva Oimeno, the Pasuk just means, Leisibone Oid, Lekemosh Oisa, you just can't rebuild up the city the way it was before. But, Eina Nivnis, that's also. Avonasa see Ginois or Pades, if some want to use it for orchards or for gardens, that you could do. Then the Pasuk says, V'lo Yidbak, V'yod Chumumim Menacherim, you don't want to take anything from this Cherim. She calls the man she reshoyim ba'ilam, calls the man there are reshoyim here that are going to take from that cherim. He has to call the man that there are reshoyim af ba'ilam. Hashem is angry, has his anger in the world. Of the reshoyim, when we destroy those reshoyim in oilam, nestatul kerainaf min oilam. That takes away Hashem's ruach from the world. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Yotzu Diakiz, the Pasuk says, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei Bliyal, but Yotzu means the people themselves from the city themselves are going out to convince other people to avoid the Zorah. Shvidashin Yotzu Hein V'loi Shluchim, they can't send messengers. They themselves have to go. Anoshim Men V'loi Anoshim, Prochos, Anoshim in right. Ein Anoshim Pachas Beis. You need at least two people that convince them to worship. You only have one person, he will not be near Nedachas. The Rach and other Pshat is Anoshim Anoshim. Men are not ladies. Anoshim like Katanim. Then the Pasuk says Bnei Bliyal. That means Bonim Sheporku Ol Shemayim Yisavrayim. These people that threw off the oil of Hashem. Mikir b'chor, that these madichim, the people that are talking into, have to be mikir b'chor. For loy min ha-sefer. Oh no, the city has to be in the middle of Klal Yisrael. And not min ha-sefer, not by a bordering city. That's the Gzeras HaKosev. We do not make a bordering city near the goyim entering Yom Yedachas. We're afraid they'll come and burn us up more. Yoshvei Iram, for loy Yoshvei and Ir Acheret. They have to live in this city, and they can't live in from a different city. Leimar Shetzrichim Edom Vasra. There has to be Edom there, and they have to be warned. L'cholechad v'yechad. Every single person has to have Edom that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. They had to be warned before. It may be learned. Rav Yechon Nomar Chokin Yirachas Asnei Shvotim. When Yeshua divided up Eretz Yisrael, it was possible that one city was divided between two Shvotim. It was possible. V'shlokasham Ano Ein Chokin Yirachas L'Bei Shvotim. One city cannot be divided up between two Shvotim. So that's the machlokes. We'll bring it right from our Mishnah now. Eitzo Rav Yechon Meshlokes says now Mishnah, Achiyo Madicheho Meyoiso Yir, that the people have to, this Madichen, the one that's talking them in, has to be from the city, and also Umeyoiso Shevet, from that Shevet. What does it mean? My love, does the Mishnah mean, Afa Gav the Madicheho Meyoiso Yir, even though the Madich is from the city? But in this city, there are two Shvatim that were Neuchel, that city. Therefore, Iyika Meyoiso Shevet in. If he's from this Shevet, from this Rive, for the people that are worshipping, good. Eloi Loi. So, Chura Shemamina Chok Mirachas Abay Shvatim. At Lach Rishik, when Yeshua divided the land, it was possible that a Gvul, one boundary, ended here, the next boundary started there, and it was right smack in the middle of a city. That in one city, two Shvatim had the Chalukah. Zemara says, Loi. Zemara says, Loi, like you're saying, the Lach Lobby Yerusha, could be he got a Yerusha. He's really from a different Shevet. Just he got a Yerusha, his daughter married somebody, she died, he got a Yerusha. Inami Diovna Leib Matana. Someone from another Shevet gave his friend the present, gave him some karka. So even though he's from a different Shevet, he lived here. But it could be in one city, a goes to a whole Shevet. Eisvei, question I did, says, Orim Tisha Meyesh Neshvatim. Take nine cities from two Shvatim Ela. So my love doesn't mean to say, Arba Palgamai, Arba Palgamai. From two Shvatim, take nine cities. What does that mean? Four and a half from him, four and a half from him. Mashma, one city is divided between both of them. Hushamin again like a Yechon, Chokin Yerachas, the Beis Shvatim. The Mosh says, Loi, it could be Arbo Mehai, the Chemishamai. The Apostle just meant take four from one Shevet and five from the other Shevet. The Mosh Yochi is so, Lifres Prushe. The Apostle should have explained for which Shevet has to give five and which one only four.